Well, it's not just literacy. Just want to be transparent because I also believe in holistic support of children. Like, it may be music, it may be the arts. Like, you get all programs. Right. After, and it's actually tailored. The city partnered with NORC Thrives and United Way, and the program locator is actually NORC Thrives, UW.org.
This is for the culture. The is up flying, you know it.
Greetings to all our listeners, and welcome back to Season 5 of Rising 60. I'm your host, Mayor Baraka, here with my co-host, Desiree Hadley. I hope you all enjoyed your summer here in Newark. We've been bustling with family fun events, festivals, and so much more. And as we close out the summer and embrace the arrival of the fall season, it's time to get back into the swing of things, especially with the new school year underway. Rising 60 is officially back from hiatus, and we're here to keep you, our listeners, informed and engaged with what is happening in Newark. Thank you for joining us again. Let's drive right into what is new and exciting in our city.
Yes, absolutely. Excited to be back for a new show, and I'm going to just go over some Newark news as I do in every episode. So, okay, starting off on Thursday, September 12th, the Newark Public Safety Director, Fritz Frage, welcomed 42 Newark police recruits into the academy. These recruits will be the first to be trained at the new William Mobile Ashby Community Center, which is exciting, right? Are you? That's a big right. thing, right, for Newark?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's exciting. It opened in February of this year. The training center actually opened in February of this year. So moving on to other news, the Office of Homeless Services launched a texting hotline for the public to use to help any unsheltered residents in need of services for the city of Newark, in the city of Newark. The public may text PATH HOME to 855-11. If they see someone on the street that needs non-emergency assistance, the text is sent to the street outreach teams that will locate the person and offer services. That's amazing. That's great. You know, right on point. You see someone who need help, just text that number and they will be helped. Mm. All right. So moving on, Invest Newark is hosting their annual restaurant week. We will talk about that more on this episode. The restaurant week is starting on October 26th through November 2nd. And we will be, you know, like I said, we'll discuss more about that with Emily Manns from the Invest Newark. That's exciting. Newark has some diverse restaurants and places to eat. We need to explore more. All right. So this year's 24 Hours of Peace took place over the summer. It was a huge success. As always, the annual event draws thousands of people of all ages from Newark and the surrounding areas to enjoy live free concerts, entertainment, shopping, and offers access to community information and resources. The annual Latin Festival also took place in the North Ward this past summer. It was also a huge success. September 15th through October 15th, we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month in the city of Newark and then all over the country. The city hosts an annual celebration recognizing the community's achievements and contributions to the United States. So from us here, happy Hispanic Heritage Month to our Hispanic community here in Newark and the state of New Jersey and all around the country. And Mayor, you also announced the newly formed Office of Film and TV. That's exciting for the city of Newark as we get ready for Lionsgate here in the city.
That's right.
To open up, yep.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes, a lot.
Good stuff, yeah, yeah. Excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into the show. Welcome our first guest, Deputy Mayor, Director of Economic Housing Development, Allison Ladd. Working really hard to create affordable housing, and we're thrilled to have you here.
Yep.
Have her here, Allison. So we're glad to bring her on.
Yep, yep.
All right, all right. Let's, jump right into this. We're here with Deputy Mayor, Economic Housing Development, Allison Ladd. We want to talk today about affordability, affordable mm-hmm. housing here in the city of Newark. Just want to provide just a general overview first of what affordable housing situation is in the city of Newark now.
Good morning, Mayor. Great to be with you and Desiree here. So affordable housing is a top priority, I know, for you and the administration as we look to provide housing for our families and our residents that have lived here for generations. I know that a few years ago, back in 2021, we set five-year housing goals, and we've been really working to implement those over the last few years. So just to give our audience a sense of those goals, One, we want to create 300 new units across the city. Two, we want to fund 6,600 units, prioritizing units at 30% of AMI for families that are making about $36,000. Three, we want to sell our city-owned land and the land bank properties for affordable housing purposes and not just market rate housing. And four, we're really working to help our homeowners because that's reducing our wealth gap throughout the city. And closing, number five is helping our residents without addresses provide services and housing supports that can help reach residents throughout the spectrum of need in our city. So you've been laser focused on trying to find ways to be creative, to be bold, and to give information to our residents.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. And I know that there are a number of like developments that have recently opened in Newark, and folks are able to kind of explore the vacancies and affordable housing options for residents. And I know residents are given first dibs on those properties, right? Can you talk about that some?
Yeah, first dibs has been really great for our city. It happened about a year ago when the city council passed the mayor's initiative. And so this first dibs has allowed us to have 10 properties so far that have been marketed to Newark residents first for 90 days. In the first six that we put out there, we had about 60% of those units were actually New Yorkers are living in today. And that's properties, whether you're at the Iconic at 777 McCarter or even the Rise on 710 South 17th Street, mm-hmm. or even the Art of Newark that just opened on Irvine Turner Boulevard. So we're excited that we're able to provide residents the opportunity to live in these new developments, no matter what part of the city they want to live in.
Absolutely.
That's good. So what do you think are some of the challenges that we face still in affordable housing in Newark?
You know, I think we talk about this a lot. I think the biggest challenge is production of affordable housing. Despite your bold goals and working to create these 300 new units, sometimes we fall short in getting good partners, good development partners who understand that housing affordability is everybody, and Newarkers in particular. And I think that the more production that we can make, and I've heard you say this too, Mayor, like the better we have to provide housing that's affordable for everyone. It's the more choices. It's basically economics and supply and demand. If we have more supply, then the cost should go down. So I know you've been hyper-focused, as we all are, on having more development throughout the city and even downtown. So that's been an exciting part for the city.
Yep. Okay. Oh, I was going to ask, I know that there are a plethora of beautiful luxury apartments around the city. Are there any future developments around single family homes, townhouses, or anything of the sort?
Yes, absolutely. I think partners like the Urban League of Essex County or our partners at Invest Newark who manage our land bank, mm-hmm. And even other individual developers who are local Newark-based minority and women-led developers are building single-family houses. And by that, I mean houses that have less than four units in them. So they can be owner-occupied, and then there's a couple units or even one unit in which they can rent out at an affordable price. And I know one thing that was really exciting last week is the mayor joined Vivian Cox Frazier at the Urban League of Essex County, and they were able to provide a lottery for eight new homes. And the price there, the average price was $155,000. And I know, Mayor, you probably were really excited about this, but six of the eight houses were actually won by Newark residents. The other two are in Essex County, so we're happy for them too. Mm-hmm. But it was really exciting to have six residents in Newark, especially since they had over 150 applications.
Yep. And those were multifamily homes, which means
yes.
the owners benefit from that because they can draw an income from the rental units as well, right?
Yes, there were two unit buildings. They were both three bedrooms. Mm-hmm. The owner who won would live in one of the three bedrooms, and then they could rent out the other three bedroom unit to another resident. And so, yeah, really great.
All right.
Yeah. Just talk a little bit about inclusionary zoning in simple terms so people can understand what that means, and about the $4 million that we received from the federal government and how that's going to be used.
So inclusionary zoning means 20% of any development has to be affordable for residents making about $104,000 or less. So it means 20% of any of this new development or renovated development has to have affordable housing for residents making about $104,000 or less. This has changed a lot over the years, but in a good way, because now the developers have to build on site. In previous versions of this law, we actually had opportunities or options for developers to do a payment in lieu and basically buy out of building on site. But with the change in the last year, now developers have to build on site, and it's really shown great progress. Second, in addition to that, the first dibs that was mentioned earlier, that's really helping Newark residents get into the units, and they get 90 days where it's exclusive rights for them to have access to the unit. And we have a whole portal that does the application process, so you can go right online. But even if you don't want to go online, you can come to City Hall and go to room 419, and they'll help you.
Got it. All right. You want to... You got another question for the...
Really just bringing us to a close. I'm going to talk about the website and some other things like that. Yeah.
Can we talk more about that website? The website where people can, where residents can like explore affordable housing options within a city, where they can go and like search for housing. Can you talk a little more about that?
Absolutely. So residents, you can go to the City of Newark website, go to the Department of Economic and Housing Development. There's an Office of Affordability that you can click on that link. And when you get to that link, it'll bring you to everything that I talked about. You'll go to a page where you can apply for any of the properties that we talked about today and any upcoming ones that are going to come in the future. Second, you can also just come in person. Come to room 419. There's people there that can help you navigate housing and help you also know where the application is that you're looking for. Or you can even call us. Mm-hmm. Our phone number is 973-733-8937. So welcome to see you in person. You can go online, or you can even give us a call, and we'd be happy to provide any assistance we can.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep, we appreciate you getting on the show with us, Deputy Mayor. So we're going to stay at it.
Yep.
Doing what we could do. Thank you for being here with us.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mayor. Thanks, Mayor.
You're welcome. So, Mayor, we can introduce our next guest, Emily Manns, she is the Chief Business Development Officer and Director of Marketing at InvestNorth. All right, we're going to have a good conversation with her about...
Yeah, it's a big title.
Yep. Definitely. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. First time on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're glad to have you up here.
Yep.
Absolutely. Chief Business Development Officer and Director of Marketing at InvestNorth. We just said that's a huge title.
Huge title.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So what is this retail reactivation plan? And, just let the viewers, listeners know what this is about. Yeah.
Sure. So InvestNorth worked really closely with City of Newark, of course, yourself, Mayor, on the Newark Retail Reactivation Initiative. And it was a program to provide capital to businesses to open in our arts education district. So in total, we had 15 grantees. Our latest round, that I know we're talking about today, we had 7 grantees for about $1.2 million. So serious amount of capital. We worked with Department of Community Affairs to get this capital and bring it to businesses in Newark. So we're really, really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. That's major.
Yeah. So how did you select these awardees, these businesses? How did you select them? And can you talk a little bit about the businesses that were awarded?
Sure. So the applications opened at the end of last year, last fall. They closed this April 15th, and we had over 100 applications. So we always want people to understand this was very competitive. A lot of people wanted to be in the Arts Education District, whether expanding from Newark, another location in Newark, or coming into Newark for the first time. We had a selection committee comprised of people from City of Newark, Department of Housing and Economic Development, the Newark Alliance, and Invest Newark. And, you know, we were looking at, you know, the amount of space that people were going to activate in the Arts Education District, so the amount of vacant space that would then be transformed into something. We also were looking at, you know, how much jobs these people would be creating, what those jobs would be paying, and then are the amenities things that, like, diversifying the amenities that are here in Newark for Newark residents and visitors, and, you know, downtown people that live downtown and work downtown. So we were just looking at, like, all those different things. They also have to be open a certain amount of time, you know, hours per day, days per week, so that when we're giving this money and activating this space, it's open and it's creating vibrancy.
Okay. All right. So, go ahead. I was going to ask, like, where, so the Arts and Education District, is it, I know that expands from, like, downtown area, and it's also kind of goes up to Springfield Avenue a little, right?
It's a pretty big area. Mm-hmm. It's, like, near Broad Street Station, all the way down to Lincoln Park, then about Newark Penn to kind of the university area. So
right.
So, it's a big squat.
Can you let us know, like, where exactly these businesses will be occupying space down in the Arts Education District?
Yeah, so we were looking at, like, a diversity of locations as well, to kind of, like, make sure that, you know, the investment is going all throughout the district. So we have some businesses located on Halsey Street, some right near Broad and Market Street, some kind of further down to, like, south, you know, downtown, I would say, and then some in the north, kind of near the Harriet Tubman Square area. So it was a large amount of area that these businesses were covering.
Another question, just a
couple of the businesses, who are they?
Sure. So some of the businesses I'm most excited about from this latest round were kind of family friendly activities. I have a daughter, I know you have a daughter and a son. You know, we have Bricks for Kids, was one of the grantees, and I've known that, you know, person, Tara Williams Harrington, for probably over 10 years. She's a Newark resident. She has been kind of not able to have a physical location for her activities, which is a STEAM-based education program where the kids use, like, Lego bricks and do coding, and sometimes she pops up at festivals, but she's not, like, having a place to actually be. And so she's going to have drop-in hours for parents, which I'm very interested in, so you can just, like, boop, drop your kid off, they can learn, and then you go do something else, shop in the Arts Education District or eat. That's a great one. There was also a Black-owned Montessori school, Honey Pot Montessori, owned by Deja Jones, that received a grant in this latest round. So again, kind of like, you know, I know we're talking about education later today, so that's exciting. Grassroots, which has, like, programs for kids and, like, educational programs as well. They're already in Newark, but they're expanding to this, like, big corner space at Teachers Village, so it's going to be very, like, visual. People can walk by and see the glass, see the fire. Those are just three. You know, there's also some food that's opening.
Right.
But those family-friendly ones are kind of unique about round two.
Right. Definitely.
That is great. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, just want to talk about Restaurant Week. We want to hold you all day, but we want to talk about Restaurant Week and what that, you know, looks like. Yeah,
sure. So this is the fourth annual Restaurant Week that Invest Newark is involved in organizing. It's October 25th through November 3rd, which is a Friday through a Sunday. So we're capturing two weekends. Last year, we had over 70 restaurants participate. We're on track in our signups for, I think, something similar this year. Something new this year is that we're having a digital passport. Last year we had a very cute little paper passport, but it was harder for people to use. This is it's not an app, which I love. It's just something that you'll be able to open on your phone, check in when you go to the restaurants, activate the deals, and just some of the restaurants that are signed up so far. We have Solmar, we have Blueberry Cafe, we have Five Corners, we have Taino's, Plants and Poets, Sihana, Fresh and Co. So it's, like, a lot. We really go for, like, sit-down meals. Yeah. All five wards participate, and that's a big emphasis of Restaurant Week here.
Nice. Beautiful. That's exciting.
I
yeah.
love that.
Yep. Can't wait to check out some of those deals.
Yeah. Same. I know. Yeah. You gotta start making your plan.
Right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Invest Newark is doing it. So we appreciate you. You have any other questions for
No, President? I think that's pretty much all I have, yep. Mayor.
Great. Yep. Well, we thank you for coming on.
Thank you for
having
me.
Keep doing the great work over there. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, so that was great. Good stuff. Invest Newark.
Yep.
A lot of great things. And speaking of downtown, we got a lot of kids downtown this year, so school year has begun.
Yep.
We'll be joined, I believe, the Chief Education Officer from Newark's Office of Comprehensive Community Education, Dr. Sharnay Brown, is here.
Yep, she's here. Right,
so
I'm going to bring her on. Yeah, and also Superintendent Leon is here as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep. Yeah, beautiful. So we'll bring them both on and talk about the start of the school year.
Yep.
Yeah. So we back at it again. School year has begun. We got Dr. Sharnay Brown with us, Office of Comprehensive Community Education, and our superintendent of Newark Public Schools, Newark Board of Education, Roger Leon.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I like to say Newark Board of Education. That's what I remember.
Okay.
Newark Public Schools.
Yeah.
It's something else. So
you went back.
Yeah. We very specific stuff, I guess. Just want to, I mean, first to the superintendent, I mean, what are you looking forward to this year? Like anything you could share with us about what you're looking forward to this school year?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we started very aggressively. We opened up our 10th new school, the Branch Brook School. So we're extremely excited about that. It's a school where we're specializing in students that are autistic and we're just really, really excited about the work underway there. We obviously have all of these other new schools and new initiatives. Our high school partners are convening next month. Part of the high school redesign strategy is at the heart of the incredible work of our 10-year strategic plan. We have hit the over 12,000 mark of enrollment in our high schools alone, which is almost 3,000 more students than when I started a number of years back.
Wow.
So major initiatives all across all schools. The first month is almost behind us already. We've had an incredible start and just looking forward to a number of other initiatives during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's great stuff. Mm-hmm. Just Dr. Brown, but this 10-point youth literacy action plan, how is this going to play into the school year this year?
So this is already being rolled out. We have so many community partners that's so excited. I think there are certain three categories you're looking at how it can benefit. Number one, we're empowering parents. I think that is something that we want parents to know that you're not in this alone. You know, parenting is major. And so adding literacy to it sounds intimidating. And I think our job is to say we have community partners all lined up ready to support you, whether it's tutoring, if you know that they're not meeting milestones, if we have events, right, that's catered to bringing excitement around reading. And we just have Reading Under the Stars and different events that way that gives out books to young people. And so it's not the parents' lift. And we also want to empower parents to kind of ask questions like, hey, we're going to a school. My young person is already designated a student who's struggling with reading. Already the 10-point literacy plan gives them three things they can ask the schools to do. Number one, put them in high dosage tutoring or books that's relevant. Like, and relevant is not always just culturally relevant, Mayor. Sometimes relevancy is my kids like dinosaurs, right? And so like how can you put as many books around dinosaurs around your children just because they're practicing language, right? They're building fluency by reading all the time. So I guess our office is really trying to gear up, and the partnership between the Newark Literacy Coalition is swelling.
Right.
We have tutors in there. We have all sorts of people that want to invest in literacy. We have programs out there where they are actually supporting high dosage tutoring outside the school. I know Project Ready is doing something. I know Greenlight Fund is doing something. They're all saying, hey, let's identify the young people who are struggling. And we have a new Sylvan. Right, in Newark. So these programs are ripe and ready. And the program locator just kind of put that out, ripe and ready to support. So I think just to galvanize, convene, and get everybody to buy in to share responsibility.
Okay, I got two questions. A program locator, they can go on to this website and like find these programs such as the Sylvan Learning Center and other programs around the city that focuses on literacy?
Yes.
How do parents find that?
Well, it's not just literacy. Just want to be transparent because I also believe in holistic support of children. Mm-hmm. Like it may be music. It may be the arts. Like you get all programs.
Right.
After and it's actually tailored. The city partnered with NORC Thrives and United Way, and the program locator is actually NORC Thrives, UW.org. And UW stands for United Way. So okay. NORC Thrives is just, they manage all of the after and before care. And it's so cool, it's tailored. So you can put the age, where you live, you want your child to do the arts or tutoring, and you hit a button and it'll show all the programs. You can even put in there, they need to eat at that program. Did you know, aftercare, I grew up in Newark. I always got fed at IYL. So, you know, just having an after snack. You can add a program. So empowering the parents, supporting schools in partnership because you actually have MBOE who's also a part of that.
So what, Superintendent, what should families know as we begin the school year? What you think is important for them to know?
Well, one of the things that usually happens, at least historically in Newark, is that all of the after-school programming usually started in October. So September, everyone settles back into school, and then everything launches in October. Well, we changed that completely. So tutoring opportunities actually began the first day of school. So on September 3rd, parents could have signed up during the course of the summer to actually begin after-school programming at that point in time. If you are 3 or 4 years old, you have to be in school in Newark. Mm-hmm. It's part of a legislative change that occurred years back called Abbott versus Burke, which actually created pre-K programs free for any child in Newark that is age 3 and 4. We need all of those students in school. We also know that whether it's in our schools or at one of the provider sites, what we're providing for all of those families are wraparound services. So way into the evening, a student can actually be in school from as early as 8 a.m. to almost 6 o'clock in the evening if they're in our 3 and 4 year program. So knowing that these programs are being offered is something that pretty much all parents are aware of, but they're not aware as clearly as we want them to be that it's being offered right now. So there's no reason to wait for tutoring services, things of that nature. If your child is going to is in 11th grade, that's the state test that automatically determines graduation. Saturday school starts for juniors the first Saturday in December. And that continues all the way until the first Saturday in March. We know that the students who went to Saturday school last year did 10 points higher than the counterparts who didn't attend. Elementary Saturday school starts from third grade to eighth grade in January. And that will run until the first week of May. So anybody who's in those respective grades have that to look forward to at the latter part of this start of the school year. And one of the things that is confusing is that many people are like, well, there are other activities that my child is involved in. Everything that we're doing as it relates to co-curricular activities, so anything that's sports related, will always occur after those programs are involved. So if it's tutoring after school or Saturday school later in the year, all of the programming that we're offering our students will occur after those programs so that none of the students actually lose out on some of the stuff that are the things that really excite them.
All right. That's good. Good to know. So how do parents find out about some of these activities or even how to sign up to tutoring and things like that?
Yeah. So as it relates to tutoring, all of that were in communications during the course of the summer. And if they weren't aware, there's a form where they would just online sign up. If for some reason a parent is not as savvy with the electronic system, they could just let their child's elementary teacher know to actually do any and all of that. So there are processes in place right now. The back to school night meetings are occurring during these next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Some have already occurred. That's another way of just getting accurate information with regards to any opportunities that are being offered at the schools.
Sounds good. All right. That's great. Great to know. Saturday school, everything. The Branch Brook Elementary, right? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Congratulations on opening that school. Anything else, Mayor, you want to add?
No, just last words that you guys want to make sure we don't forget to say something. No, you want to say something to some of these folks. You get an opportunity to talk to them.
I know that on our end, Everything that we do is in partnership with. So the idea that the mayor in this literacy initiative just took it on is just incredibly commendable, that it's everyone's problem, and to alert parents that not only will the school assume responsibility, but we need their assistance and support, and then that the community at large is in the process of doing the same, I think is super critical towards the ultimate goals that we know will be resulting from the strategy, that the schools are here to provide assistance and support so that whatever it is that a parent needs, the answers are going to be answered, whether it's at the school or at the district level, and that we have open doors in our schools so that families should feel very comfortable, and then to let us know when in fact what we're saying is not what they're seeing, so that we can actually address that.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you both for coming on the show, and want to take a quick picture?
Yep, really quick. Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, so just want to thank all of our guests, Economic Housing Development Director, Deputy Mayor Allison Ladd, Invest Newark's Emily Manns, Superintendent Roger Leone, and Dr. Sharnay Brown.
Yep.
Great episode.
Great episode today.
Yep. I just want to thank them for getting on and sharing with the listeners. And make sure you share this episode and all other episodes of Rising 60 with your family, friends, and social circle to stay updated on all the exciting initiatives that are transforming Newark. Godspeed. See you next time.